In Unalaska, it can cost more than $500 a month to heat a typical home in the winter. Our treeless island is about 1,000 miles from Anchorage, so everything has to be shipped in, and that includes heating oil, which warms the majority of houses in the community. In this first installment of the new statewide series, Cost of Cold, we'll hear from Unalaska's Travis Swangle, who relies on a Toyo stove.
My house is about 750 square feet. It's one bedroom, one bath. There's a small porch, and it's heated by one Toyo Laser 30 stove. It is kind of funny when you mention a Toyo stove to a person down south, and they're like, oh, what? But yeah, if you're an Alaskan, it's kind of a staple, really. Converts diesel to heat and blows it with a fan. So it appears that my Laser 30 stove is burning, on average, about a gallon a day. And that's going to come out to about $100 a month to heat my house. It kind of seems low to me, but I guess the reality of it is my house is so small and that heater is so efficient, that's pretty realistic. And the fact is that an Alaska Dutch Harbor doesn't really get that cold in the wintertime. It gets windy, but it's not like we live in Fairbanks where it's 40 below zero. Even though I live in Alaska, I don't like being cold, so, you know, there's times when I'll go and crank that sucker up. You know, I'll bump it up to 75, you know, just to make sure that it's warmer in here, you know. My house, being as small as it is quite efficient with this stove. But if you had a large house and a family and children and people, you know, constantly going in and out all day long, it's a lot of air exchange, and I'm sure you're going to see significant higher cost than my household here. I am building a new house next door, and it's significantly larger, and I'm going to have to get a little more creative and use some different technology to heat the house.
That was Travis Swangle of Unalaska in the first installment of The Cost of Cold, a series from Alaska's Energy Desk about how people heat their homes across the state. Today's story was produced by KUCB Zoe Sobel, and tomorrow we'll hear from a man in Sitka who's using vegetable oil to stay warm.